You're listening to the Corner House podcast, available from www.cornerhouse.org.
Hello all, it's that time again for our weekly podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Perks, Programme and Engagement Director here at Corner House. My voice is kind of back to normal, or at least now it's at that sexy, husky stage, as opposed to the whispering, whimpering voice that I had last week. Coming up this week, we've had a handful of artists through the door, and we managed to grab the mic just in time to interview them. First, we chat to the talented and very funny David Shrigley. He gave us some clues about what we can expect from his up-and-coming exhibition here at Corner House. Also, Magda Archer was in the building. She told us about her work, her inspirations, and what we can look forward to in her show that comes in June. Film-wise, this week we focus on Submarine. It's the directorial debut of Richard Ayoade. Some of you may know him from the IT Crowd. And I'll be discussing it with, you've guessed it, my regular guest, Andy Willis from the University of Salford. And of course, that's not forgetting the What's On Guide and our staff recommendation of the week. So let's kick things off with this week's film focus. As I said, we're talking about the new British film Submarine. It's a coming-of-age dramedy, that's a comedy drama, about Oliver Craig Roberts, who's navigating school life, love life, trying to lose his virginity, and all the while tries to keep his parents together, and they're played by Sally Hawkins and Noah Taylor. Paddy Considine also appears as the neighbour. He's a bit of a distraction, certainly his hair is anyway in the film. And here's a few quotes from the press. Vogue says it's a charming mix of quirk and cool. The Daily Telegraph says Submarine feels like the most refreshing, urgent and original debut the British film industry has seen in years. And Shortlist says, fresh, funny and heartbreaking, the best British comedy in years. So that's quite high accolades. So Andy, what did you think of the film?
Well, I liked it. I mean, with Richard Ayoade's background in comedy, I thought it was going to be a much broader, much funnier film. But in fact, it was much more subtle than that. And I felt that really worked well. So I don't think it's something that's going to be having people belly laughing all the way through, but I think there'll be lots of kind of wry smiles of recognition as they watch the film.
And what about the performances? So it's got a pretty good cast, Paddy Considine, Noah Taylor, what did you think?
I thought they were all good. One of the interesting things when I was watching it was whether or not Noah Taylor was actually doing a Welsh accent or whether he was an Australian living in Wales, because his accent did seem to fluctuate a little bit through the film. But I felt that that gave him like a little bit of a otherworldliness, which suited the character really well, because you know he's an academic, and as we know, academics are very otherworldly.
Yes, yes. Who does this film appeal to? I mean, I've seen it as well. I saw it in Berlin. It was definitely one of my highlights, but I was... Instead of just saying everyone, is there any particular audiences you can pull out?
Well, for me, this was a film that seemed very much, and Richard Ayoade's talked about this quite a lot, a film that very much seemed to reference the French New Wave and all of those sort of freewheeling 1960s films with characters sort of finding their way in the world. So I think it would definitely appeal to people who've got a soft spot for like the French New Wave and for those sorts of films. And it's also, I think, something that will appeal to people who, I think like both of us, are always happy to see a British film that isn't just simply a piece of social realism. Whilst you can see where the film's set and it looks like the real world and everything, it doesn't seem to be too steeped in that kind of British social realist tradition. So somebody who wants to see a British film that's working in a slightly different way than we might expect, I think they'll really like it.
And so a sort of Welsh Quatre Cent Coup, if that film exists, is what Andy's saying there. Also, Richard's made a lot of music videos. Now, we know what happens when music video directors make feature films. We can think of Michel Gondry and other crazy kind of experimental films. Is it a bit like that, Andy?
No, I don't think it is. I think it's a film that really shows its influences, I think, more than the director's experiences making music videos. So, again, it's quite striking to listen to a director who seems so cine-literate and yet has made a film which, whilst it seems to reference lots of films, is its own film. It's all the time, it's Submarine, it's not a bit of lots of other films. So I think if you think it's going to be all flashy and like a music video, you'd be way off mark. I think it's a very subtle film, and not at all like you often expect the music video director to make.
Also, I thought it was in the 80s, but Andy has just corrected me before this podcast and said it's not in the 80s. So when is it set?
in making the film, I think trying to move away from that idea of social realism, I had the feeling that the film was not really set. It could be the 70s, it could be the 80s, it could be a bit later. I think to create the kind of world that they wanted to have on screen, they didn't want people watching it going, oh, I don't remember that being in the 80s. Oh, that wasn't the right buttons for a jacket that they had in 1982. So whilst it has got a very 80s feel, and you mentioned Paddy Considine's haircut, he's got a very 80s haircut.
And Sally Hawkins wears a complete 80s Princess Diana wardrobe.
Yeah. Absolutely. So there is that feel of the 80s, but I think they didn't want people to be too obsessive about how like the 80s it was. I may be wrong, and of course, the director, Richard Ayoade, is going to be here, so maybe someone can ask him when he's here whether it is or isn't set in the 80s and put me or you right.
Yeah, Richard's going to be here tonight, which is amazing. He's doing a Q&A afterwards. I'm afraid it is sold out, but remember, if you are a Conrad's member, you will find out about this kind of thing first, so that's another good reason to sign up. I would go so far as to say Submarine is the best British film I've seen since Four Lions, which was the Chris Morris film last year. Also, the two are slightly connected because they're both Warp productions. It seems to me that Warp films are making the best stuff at the moment. They really know what they're doing and make quality yet accessible films.
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, again, because it doesn't seem to fit into the catch-all of sort of costume drama or social realism, I think it's a really refreshing British film.
So back to the director, Richard Ayoade. He is an actor in the IT crowd. He's directed music videos. What else has he done? Where did he come from to just make this fantastic debut feature?
Well, I think what's interesting is he's not someone who's just appeared, made a few music videos and then made a film. He's actually directed a lot for TV. He is out of the tradition in British comedy of the Cambridge Footlights. He's come through that kind of conveyor belt. And then people may remember Garth Marenghi's Dark Place, which was a big cult hit a few years ago. And he co-wrote and directed that programme, then went on to work on Man to Man with Dean Lerner, another cult TV series which he also co-wrote. And he also made a interesting sort of spoof of the kind of prog rock musical called ADCB, I think. I'm not sure if the right order, which was shown once a few years ago on BBC Three. And if people haven't seen that, it's out on DVD. And that's certainly something to catch as soon as you can. But that shows, I think, that he's not someone who's just gone onto the film set now. Even though he may play down his experience, he's got quite a bit of experience of directing a variety of different things.
Okay, so Andy and myself strongly recommend Submarine, and it screens here from tomorrow, Friday the 18th of March, be on for at least 2 weeks, and all the times can be found on our website. So it's time for the quickfire round. Andy, your best 80s retro film?
Well, maybe I'll cheat a bit. Muertos de Risa, the Alex de la Iglesia film, is mostly set in the 70s, but the last part of the film is set in the 1980s, so I'll bend the rules slightly and go for Muertos de Risa.
Okay, you can have that. And I'll probably lose my job over this, but I'm going to say The Wedding Singer with Drew Barrymore and Adam Sandler. I think it's really funny. Best coming-of-age film? There's loads to go on here, Andy.
I think coming-of-age film? I think I would go maybe for The Last Picture Show, the Peter Bogdanovich film, which was a kind of landmark coming-of-age film within the new American cinema, brought through lots of young actors like Sybil Shepherd, Jeff Bridges, who we've talked about a lot recently.
I'm going to have Kiki's Delivery Service, which is an amazing Hayao Miyazaki Studio Ghibli Japanese animation. I'm sure lots of you have seen it. It's a great film. Kiki's a young witch who, at the age of 13, has to take herself off and go and do something less boring instead, basically. And I'm sure it's something that anyone with 13-year-olds would greatly enjoy. Best Paddy Considine film?
Well, I think I'd go for Dead Man's Shoes. I mean, it's not a film I thought was a fantastic film, but it's a film with an amazing performance at the core of it, and he holds that film together so well. I would say that would be the one for me.
And also, looking out for his directorial debut, Tyrannosaur, later this year, but thinking of him as an actor, I'm going to pick Pavel Pavlikowski's Last Resort from the year 2000, another great British film. It's about a young Russian woman and a son who seek asylum in a British seaside town. So thanks for that, Andy. And do remember, Submarine is going to be very popular, so why not book in advance on the internet for no extra charge?
Art, film, books, food, drink, all at Corner House, Manchester.
Now, we have an exciting visual arts programme coming up over the next few months. New Cartographies kicks off the new season in April. That's all about the relationship between Algeria, France and the UK. And one of the shows after that is Magda Archer's Crazy Mad. Magda visited Corner House this week to plan the exhibition, and our digital producer, Sarah, caught up with her and asked her a few questions about it.
Tell us a little bit about your practice.
I suppose, well, I paint, and I suppose I'm influenced by pop artists, commercial art, had a background in graphic design. Somewhere along the way it developed into paintings. So I use a lot of type and nostalgic images, and I suppose I've created my own little world in my studio, which we're trying to replicate in the gallery.
So can you give us a kind of little bit of an insight on what people can expect in the summer?
I hope they can expect a lovely, colourful, informative take on my world. It's nostalgic, there's going to be a grotto feel to it, because I collect lots of bits and bobs, junk, sweet wrappers. I'm hoping to include a big part of my collection of things in with my paintings, and suitable for all the family.
And why did you choose Corner House to exhibit this piece of work?
Because Corner House is just the right place for me, because it's just a bit of a one-off, special without being in your face.
That's lovely for us to hear. Have you got any exciting projects in the pipeline, or anything you're working on at the moment?
Well, I've had to put everything else on a back burner, really. I have got a children's book, Arthur the Rabbit, that is hopefully being developed into a children's TV show. But I've got to do a second book on that, but that is quite independent of my paintings because it's more collage. So I think I can think what's going to happen after the show, but not before, because I feel like I'm on a bit of a flowing sort of period of my work now, and I'm just painting every day, most evenings.
What kind of stuff inspires you when you're doing your painting?
Well, I suppose music is my biggest inspiration. Just a line out of a song or a name. At the moment, things change. When you come to the show, you'll realise I go through little stages, and at the moment it's just people I've wondered about, fictional characters in lyrics.
Anyone in particular that we can get a heads up on?
All right, well, I've just done a couple. One's Angie Baby. And the one I'm just working on at the moment is Little Susie. And it's not Little Susie from the rock and roll song. It's Little Susie by Michael Jackson. I've often wondered about her, who she was. And there's more in this series.
Well, brilliant. Well, we look forward to seeing the exhibition in the summer. Thank you very much.
Thanks.
So you'll be able to see Magda's work here in Gallery 1 from Saturday the 25th of June. Now let's take a look at some of the other things on this week. It's your last chance to see Carrie Young, Memento Park. That's our exhibition in Gallery 2 and 3. And if you can get here in time, you can join a free gallery tour tonight. That's Thursday the 17th of March by our exhibitions coordinator, Thomas Harold. And that's at 6 o'clock. So just turn up if you can. It's a great opportunity to get an insight into the work and hear a little bit more about how the work's made and what are the ideas behind it. Also on this week, it's not at Corner House, but we think you'll like it. It's Holi, it's the Festival of Colour, the Hindu Festival of Colour, and it's also an event about leaping into spring at Platfields Park. That's this Saturday, March the 20th. And Andy, while you're still here, what do you know about the Festival of Colour, Holi?
Well, I think it's a festival that celebrates the fact everyone is a friend and that you have no enemies at that time. I think the traditional food is a pakora laced with bung. Now, if anyone knows what that is, they might want to get in touch and let us know. I do know what it is, but I'm not sure I should say. But it's generally, you may have seen it on films where people throw coloured powder at each other, and there's a general kind of friendliness and everyone giving each other a big hug.
Yeah, so it's this Saturday afternoon in Platfields Park. That's Saturday, March the 20th. And wear old clothes. Wear something you don't mind gets covered in coloured powder. Also this week, it's the return of the Loach, Ken Loach, with his film Roots Irish that starts screening tomorrow, Friday the 18th of March. It stars John Bishop. Yes, you heard right. That's John Bishop, the comedian. It's obviously directed by Ken and written by his long-term collaborator, Paul Laverty. It is set in Liverpool and focused on the consequences of private security contractors who have been fighting in the Iraq War. The title actually comes from a road that goes from Baghdad Airport, known as Route Irish. And also, it was in the main competition at Cannes Film Festival last year. So one to look out for.
Art, film, books, food, drink, all at Corner House, Manchester.
We heard from one of our forthcoming artists, Magda Archer, earlier, but we also had another high-profile artist visiting here this week. David Shrigley, yes, I'm sure you're familiar with him. Our communications assistant, Florence, grabbed him for a few minutes to find out more.
You've got a show coming up at Corner House next year. You're going to be taking over the Corner House. Could you tell us a bit more about the show coming up?
Well, I'm only taking over the art aspect of the Corner House. I shan't be having anything to do with the cafe or the, the toilets or the bookshop or anything like that. Or the cinema, probably. No, I shan't be selling any tickets or I shan't be cleaning the building at all. Other people will be doing that. But for my contribution, I will be making some artwork for galleries 1, 2 and 3 on floors 2, 3 and 4. As they are confusingly named and located. Oh, what am I going to do? I'll show some films, some animated films.
New animations or?
Well, there's a wee way to go until the show, so I've got a year and a half.
Yeah.
So it's quite likely I'll have made some more films.
Okay.
Unless I die or I'm seriously injured.
Not.
But that'll probably throw a spanner in the works of the whole project.
Yeah.
But let's be optimistic and assume that I am still alive in September, October 2012, and I'll probably have made some new films by then and some new 3D artwork, some new drawings, and maybe a commission to make something specially for the space, but I guess we'll have to see whether the government give us money.
Yes. Okay, I recently saw a video online in your studio.
You were in my studio?
No. There's a video online of you in your studio with someone from Dazed and Confused magazine.
God, yeah, those idiots.
And you're talking about making a conscious effort to swear less in your work. Has this been a struggle?
No. I very rarely swear in polite company, especially in the company of a lady. I try not to swear.
But in your artwork?
Well, artwork's different. You know, I'm playing a part in the artwork. And sometimes that character that I'm playing is foul-mouthed.
Very foul-mouthed. So there's going to be an aspect of workshops and talks and events, possibly?
Oh, I'm not doing any workshops. Doing any events. No. Well, I might do. I don't know. We'll see.
About
the workshops, not with children. I don't like children.
You don't like children?
No.
Is that because what they think of your work?
I just don't like children.
No, fair enough.
Who does? I mean, parents, they like their own children.
Okay. Would you like to add anything else about your show coming up?
Well, I'd like to fan the flames of people's excitement who are listening to this podcast and say that it will be a really good and interesting show. And, if I'm still alive in September/October 2012, should maybe come along to the show.
Be on only for a if while. You're alive.
Well, only if I'm alive. If nobody's alive, there's no coming, is there?
No.
At least not in physical form.
So, David, we hope you're still alive. It's more like the early October 2012. You'll be able to see his 3-floor exhibition here at Corner House. And I don't know about you lot, but we're super excited about it. Now, every week, one of the Corner House team kindly gives us their recommendation. Can be anything, film, event, exhibition, though it tends to be a film, really. So this week, we've got Jessie Gibbs, who's our Viva coordinator, and she's back to tempt you with another Spanish language offering.
My pick for the week is 480 Days, or 80 Días, which is a really lovely story about two women into their 70s, who bump into each other after more than 50 years apart, and begin to rediscover their feelings for each other. It's a really sensitive and heartwarming treatment of a kind of more unusual love story between two women who often actually behave emotionally more like adolescents than mature adults, demonstrating the fact, as one of them says in the film, that being older doesn't necessarily mean being wiser. So in addition to having the film here, we've also got the co-director, John Garagno, who'll be here on Saturday night to answer any questions you've got and listen to your comments. It's his first feature film, and it's really a great film, so I hope you enjoy it.
Gracias, Jesse. So 80 Days screens this Saturday, 19th of March, with a Q&A with the co-director, John Garagno. But don't worry if you don't catch it then. It's screening again on Tuesday the 22nd of March. Check out the times on our website and book online whilst you're there. And for all you Spanish speakers and learners who are coming to Viva at the moment, we've got a special treat for you. We've made an additional Viva podcast in Spanish. So it's not me hosting, I'm afraid, because my Spanish is not good enough. But do check it out. It's on our website. It's quite a treat. Okay, that's all we've got time for this week. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And thanks again to Andy for joining me. For more information on our programme and to book online, do visit our website, www.cornerhouse.org. Alternatively, catch us on Twitter using @cornerhousemcr. Join us on Facebook or check out our blog on Posterous. Next week, I'm going to be in Hong Kong reporting from the film festival there and also from the Sharjah Biennial. So it's another international action-packed edition. Until then, ciao.
You've been listening to the Cornerhouse podcast.